First of all, I don't practice hate speech, Peter. Hate speech is only in a certain group of people. And then I was not in court for hate speech, but for seditious practices. Granted bail, there's no hate speech, because the state delayed to give me a charge as they were trying to fish around the law as to what charge was to be given to myself.
Some people are suggesting that your recent comment following the abduction of a colleague member of parliament was bordering on hate speech and sedition, and that what you are doing is to create hatred towards some tribes or ethnic groups in Zambia, which they argue is dangerous to the country's unity.
I agree, but at no point did I mention of a single tribe. So how does the issue of tribe come in? I never called for cessation. I only demanded that let the honorable member for Petauke Central be found. Why is it that the police don't want to go for the named abductors, but they want to have him detained for funny cases like aggravated robbery and attempted murder, when the country wants to know what happened to a member of parliament? They don't want to allow him to give his side of the story. It tells you that there's something fishy.
But the police are investigating the circumstances that led to his abduction, and they are also investigating the allegations of those who are supposedly behind it.
No, the police are investigating what they want to believe is self-abduction. JJ is alive and is able to remember his abductors. He mentioned their names. Why has the police not summoned those named from State House?
But they are still investigating. Why don't you allow the police to complete their investigation?
Why? If they're investigating it, why are they willing to continue keeping him in detention so that he does not tell his side of the story? That's a question. You can't tell me he was abducted 2 weeks ago and the police are saying we're investigating him for a matter that happened 8 years ago. Does that make sense?
But the fact that he has allegedly committed a crime over 8 years ago does not preclude the police from charging him with the crime that he allegedly committed 8 years ago.
Peter, I agree. What will be happening is tomorrow a member of parliament is abducted. The next it will be members of the diplomatic corps that are going to be abducted. No one is safe. No one is safe. It's not a matter that we should handle lightly. Members of parliament have been abducted before. So why do you want us to continue where someone was even tortured after the abduction?
Critics of the opposition have said that Honorable Banda could have created a publicity stunt like that just to demonize the administration. So they also called for the police to complete their investigation to find out who allegedly abducted him, tortured him, and to bring them to book.
Look, JJ Banda's vehicle has a tracker on it. All the movements are known how he moved. So they're not talking to the tracking system on that vehicle. Why? It has a tracking system. Secondly, if indeed he abducted himself, why don't they allow him to give his side of the story? Is it because he mentioned State House staff?
Some of your critics are saying you are in the habit of always speaking loudly, bothering on hate speech. And that is why some of your critics are saying that you are a danger to not only the Zambian parliament, but to the Zambian society as a whole.
Peter, before 2021, I never heard of an offense called hate speech. I condemn tribalism, number one, Peter. This you should know. I'm not a tribalist. I'm not a racist. But I condemn those that practice it. Now, those that practice it are running propaganda to say I'm a tribalist. They don't want anyone condemning the practices. When you condemn it, they label you to be practicing hate speech. It's unreasonable. So now, Peter,
yes.
I want you to get some very clear from me in summary. Between an oppressor and the oppressed, I side with the oppressed.